This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They keep calling me because they got this new stock coming out that I can't tell you about. I just did. But I can't tell you the details of it because I don't know them. So I don't even know what to tell them to send me. But I'm working on it. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Well, it's Monday, so this is I don't know if we've ever done this on a Monday, so let's make this the first time we've ever done it on a Monday, unless I get told different. We're going to convene the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Robin Sandoval. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hi.
I wanted you to know, Tatiana, that I've been watching a series of videos just because I look for all manner of things, and where was it? Somewhere out in Asia, they had this problem with this tiger killing all kinds of humans, like killing like villages. Well, not villages, plural, but lots of people in the village. Do you want to know what they dubbed the tiger?
Uh-oh.
This was Tatiana the tiger.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Well, you know.
I won't tell Steve about this.
Okay.
So, whatever you ladies would like to kick off, please do. Robin, of course, is with Girls with a Gun.
Girl in a Gun.
Mm-hmm. And we were going to have Juliana, but I guess Juliana couldn't make it tonight. So, of course, Tatiana is also with them. So let's see what have you ladies got on board. I am standing by while you go for it.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be able to get that image of a tiger out of my head, but we'll do what we can with that. Thank you for joining us, Robin. Juliana wasn't able to join us this evening, but we will certainly have her back on the show with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, for those of you who are not familiar with A Girl in a Gun is the largest and fastest growing women's shooting organization in the USA. It was founded roughly 11 years ago. There are now hundreds of chapters across the country welcoming thousands of women of all ages, skill levels, and physical abilities and interests into the firearms community. For more information, visit agirlinagun.org online. Now, A Girl in a Gun is kind of a unique program. It's enormous, but it's really a grassroots-led organization. And because it engages with thousands of women from coast to coast and border to border, every year our leadership has this unique opportunity to get a real perspective on the pulse of women nationwide in the firearms community. And we've seen major changes, improvements, and overall growth in 2018. So this evening, when Robin and I were brainstorming about what we wanted to talk about, there are some big things that have trended across this past year that have marked some milestones as it relates to women in the shooting sports and in the shooting community. So tonight we'd like to do a 2018 recap of some of the highlights and some of the things that we found really powerful that took place this year. So Robin, do us a quick favor. Explain to people how it is that we get to work with these ladies. Why do they come to A Girl and a Gun? Why would we be the resource to look to for what's going on with women in shooting?
A Girl and a Gun is uniquely positioned as a great entry-level resource for women because we are nationwide. So we offer Girls Night Out at the range at 190 ranges across the country. So if there's a range near you, chances are we have a Girl and a Gun chapter there, or we would love to have a Girl and a Gun chapter if you can find a female instructor or if you're willing to become a female instructor to start a chapter there. So as we grow, we get new women that come to us who want to learn to shoot, or maybe they just enjoy shooting with other women. Maybe they are great shots and have been shooting a long time, but they don't want to go shooting with their husband or their father or, you know, the men in their life. And it's just a really fun time for us to shoot with the girls. And some of the great things when I look back over the year, I think of two distinct kind of points of growth in our industry. On the defensive side, we have so many holsters and really great products that for women that have been, a lot of them created by women to fill the need for concealed carry. And then on the other side, we see so many women coming into competition, and there's a lot of exciting events and matches and movement in that way too, from whether it's pistol shooting, long-range shooting, or three-gun shooting. We see a lot of women competing in the shooting sports. So both of those areas have seen a lot of activity this year.
We've also seen women participating with A Girl and a Gun from an advocacy standpoint. If being on the range and throwing lead downrange isn't your go-to 100% of the time, but you're still passionate about the Second Amendment, as many of our members are, we've seen people rally through A Girl and a Gun and the programs that A Girl and a Gun supports in speaking up and participating at a state and a national level through a number of different programs. And we will dive into that in detail in one of the upcoming segments. We've also seen, as Robin said, we have the defensive, we have the competition, and we also get to field questions. And the questions that Robin receives day in and day out from women from across the country, asking about what's important to them and where to find resources, is another interesting way that we get to see what's important and what's valuable to these folks. And that really does change from coast to coast. You know, what's important to people in Florida is slightly different than that in Maine and Texas and in California. What are some of those examples, Robin?
Some of the questions that, based on geography, most of them relate to the firearms that are available to them in their home communities. You know, we have some women who are interested in competition, and the rounds that they can have, their magazine capacity, is really dependent on where they live. Sometimes their home defense choices and options and preferences also relate to where they live. You know, someone might choose to use a revolver or a shotgun if they don't have a capacity magazine. So it really just depends on where you live, what's available to you, and a lot of times, too, if a girl's night out is available to you and you can go and try a number of guns. That's one of my favorite things about Girls Night Out, is we have our speed dating night where you can spend a little time at a bunch of different guns and go down the row and find a gun that maybe you wouldn't have tried shooting before, but that really fits your style. Or, you know, maybe you like that 1911 style and you just have never had the chance to shoot it before. So really depending on what's available to you, what you've had the chance to shoot, and, you know, what is going on in your neck of the woods really depends on what you're exposed to and what you might enjoy.
Absolutely. So in the upcoming segments, we're going to talk a little bit more about major milestones in women in the firearms community as it relates to Second Amendment advocacy, our incredible buying power, because let's face it, ladies, we love to shop, and we really do drive the pulse of the trends coming for next year in the firearms innovation and marketplace. And then the fearlessness that's taken place this year and the bravery of women across the country pursuing education and training experiences that may be way outside of their comfort zone. And we've seen some amazing and very powerful examples of that. Robin, how can people find A Girl and a Gun online?
They can just visit agirlandagun.org at agirlandagun.org and find a chapter near them or learn about other events that we have coming up.
Excellent.
Vitally important movement, the women of the Second Amendment. That's why we have the segment. That's why we have Tatiana. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Earth and Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at bugassault.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It's the weaponized woman tonight, and Tatiana Whitlock is here with her guest, Robin Sandoval. We really need to make this segment bigger next year, don't we?
Oh, I have plans, Bill.
Okay, well, we'll talk about those in Vegas. We'll sit down and have a chat with those about Vegas. I'll buy Steve a pumpkin spice. I'll buy him two, and he'll leave you alone long enough for us to have a chat. So.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Ladies, please have at it. I'm just going to sit back and listen and learn.
Okay. Now, we've made it very clear that in many ways, I don't personally fit the stereotype of most women. And one of those ways, and Steve laughs at me quite a bit about this, is that I hate shopping. He drags me to retail stores to go shopping. He loves to shop, especially shopping for me. I can't stand it. However, bring me into a gun store, and that's a completely different story. When it comes to buying firearms and gun gear, I am in seventh heaven, and look out, the plastics on those credit cards will start to melt. And I see this in many women across the country. We love to really do our research, and we will buy three or four different options, and we'll really explore our interests. And we're not shy about investing in our firearms and our supporting equipment. And we're also seeing that a lot of women's input, as we represent such a wide spectrum of users and, again, physicality and interests, feedback from our demographic is influencing major manufacturers releasing of new makes, models, and features on those firearms. Features that were largely coming up from aftermarket upgrades are starting to be absorbed into standard products. The Smith & Wesson Shield EZ is an excellent example of a firearm that meets the needs of so many new women shooters. We're seeing that the retail stores cannot keep them on the shelf. And it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to see the evolution of the firearms product be influenced by feedback from women. Now, A Girl and a Gun, again, has some really great data because over the past decade, A Girl and a Gun has been collecting the interest, the buying power, the impact that our membership has been making in the firearms community nationwide. And Robin, I love it when you go into this stuff because it really, the nerdy math side of my brain just loves sinking my teeth into this data, which is interesting forever.
I know you and I both kind of geek out on this kind of stuff, but it really is fascinating to see how the development of firearms have come along, not just in making them pink, but in actually making the grip smaller or to have the actual functionality that women prefer. And we do have statistics. We survey our members regularly so that we can stay on top of the trends and kind of understand their buying habits and their preferences. And we try to relate that back to our firearm sponsors and partners in the industry because we really, at the end of the day, want good women-developed products, not products that were developed and then, you know, painted pink or purple or whatever. So it's really great that we have this feedback. So what we've found is that our members actually spend about $1,200 a year on firearms. So these are ladies who budget firearm purchases. They want to get new firearms. You know, we always kind of laugh about, don't say I'm hard to buy for. You know where the gun store is, especially around the holidays. And, you know, you and I are the same way. We're both in and out of the store, but in a gun store, we like to browse because our members actually spend money on firearms. They spend money on accessories, around $600 a year on accessories. Most of them have extra magazines. Many of them have rifle slings. Many of them have a concealed carry handbag or a different range bag that they use. So these are additional accessories that are really driven in by the women's market, not only the concealed carry options, but just the everyday functionality of your firearm. You know, having extra magazines and such. Those are some things that are often overlooked, and people may not think of that as women's buying pattern or, you know, appealing to the women's demographic, but we have the metrics to prove that our ladies are buying, and they want really they want good choke tubes, they want good sights, they want, you know, accessories for all their different shotguns and rifles and pistols. And so just having the variety of products is really important to the women's market.
And I love going to national conference because not only are we all oogling over each other's firearms, there's some beautiful gear that comes and shows up, but we're also like, look at that holster, where did you get that? And it's just, it becomes this viral thing where now everybody's going and buying that product. And it's fascinating to me to see how, you know, we can talk about something and have great success with a community in California and how that sets just a ripple effect across the country. Because we do. We want to experience new products. We're not afraid of buying the latest, shiniest fishing lure. We will give it a try, and an honest try.
Yeah, I think what's really fun, too, is not only are we using different shooting products, but even things people don't think about, like targets. I love our Girl and a Gun targets because they're colorful, and they have lots of different target areas for transition drills and all kinds of fun things. So instead of this just the same old boring stuff that's out year after year, I love that we've really been able to get creative and encourage our vendors and everything to really make colorful, exciting targets.
Now, who produces those targets for a Girl and a Gun? Because I know at my home range at Howell's Gun Shop in Gray, Maine, we cannot keep the A Girl and a Gun targets on the shelf. I bring them in for my chapter, and they fly off. We cannot keep them in stock. How do people find those?
Yes, we have a hard time getting them also. We get them from Action Target. They're wonderful, and they try to keep them in stock. But we have a couple of our targets that are always in back order. We have one that has the dueling tree on it. It's really fun because you can have multiple shooters on a lane. So if, you know, you and your partner, you and your husband, you and your friend go to the range, you can share a lane and shoot the same target. And even though it's not a steel dueling tree, it still feels the same, and it gives you a lot of different transition drills. It's just fun and different and colorful. And I think that's just a really great spin on how the women's market kind of, you know, translates into other areas that are really kind of pushing the envelope on creativity and excitement.
Absolutely. Well, we are coming up on a break. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about some of the major things that took place this year in the women's Second Amendment advocacy community.
Where can they find Girls and a Gun?
A Girl and a Gun can be found at agirlandagun.org.
See, that part's very important, Robin. We got to get that part out, the ORG. That's the salient point right there. We'll be right back with the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and Robin Sandoval. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News. Former FBI Director James Comey rips lawmakers who brought him up to Capitol Hill to testify before two committees.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This, while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country, how does that make any sense at all?
The search continues for Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Her fiancé was the last person to see her. He's been cooperating with the police. Cheryl Barrett is holding out hope that her daughter is found.
I still know somebody knows where she's at. Somebody has seen her. We just need to get her face out there and people need to be able to recognize her.
The NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow all lost today, with the NASDAQ falling 508 points to 23,593. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and a new, as I was doing that opening, I was thinking I should also do a surprise thing where I tell Tatiana she's got to run the entire next hour by herself.
Oh, cool. Really? Uh-oh. Dear.
I've got the busy throat tonight, that's all. Anyway, her guest is Robin Sandoval with the Girls with a Gun, and so I'm going to let these ladies take off with it. Please, have at it.
Wonderful. Well, this year was a very important year in the Second Amendment community nationwide, largely because it was a midterm election year. And we have seen results in many states imposing greater regulation already. Law-abiding firearms communities, New Jersey being an example, now has to abide by a 10-round magazine capacity limit, which extends not just to the general populace, but to their law enforcement, too. And it's because we have perhaps not rallied enough in this country as a community, both men and women, that we're starting to see these things creep not just from California and New York, but into the surrounding communities. So how do we participate even more? Well, follow Robin's lead. Robin has been at the heart of the Second Amendment advocacy movement since she joined the firearms community. And if I'm making you blush over the radio, brace yourself, there's more. And while she may not be on the front cover all the time, you will find her center stage, giving moving speeches, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the GRPC, held in Washington, D.C. She is a leading force and a driving momentum behind the D.C. Project, a program that A Girl and a Gun got off the ground and continues to fiercely back and promote every year. And she was also a participant in this year's highly controversial Time magazine feature on firearms in the United States. So we have a real asset in Robin and many women who stand beside her at these types of events, because they will not back down, and they haven't. And the nice thing about them is they're very pleasant and lovely people whom you can have a rational and moving conversation with.
Well, thank you very much.
It's true. So let's start at the top. Tell people a little bit about the GRPC speech. How did that go?
Well, yeah, GRPC is a wonderful event. It happens every year. This year it was actually in Chicago, which we all walked into the belly of the beast into Chicago and talked about gun rights. It's always such a great networking event where everyone can be together who has, you know, is like-minded. This year it was actually more diverse than before with so many different facets of the firearms industry, but still everybody's still on the same page about wanting to protect our families and those that we love. So GRPC is a really wonderful, you know, what I love most about it, it's run by the Second Amendment Foundation, and I love that it has a high emphasis on litigation and legislation, which I think is lacking in a lot of our conversations. People want to talk about firearms advocacy, but they don't really know what lawsuits are going on right now or what legislation is being passed right now or discussed or debated. And it's just so important that we get that information because, like you said, the people in New Jersey, did we just not talk enough? Did we not rally them enough? So having that information about lawsuits and litigation and legislation is just so important to arm our community with the words and you know, go to the right places to show up, to lend your voice to that conversation. That's just really important. So the Second Amendment Foundation is so valuable with that. So if you don't follow them, definitely follow them. And my speech with GRPC, I really talked about advocacy. I talked about my role as a mother and how, you know, I wear a lot of titles in my life. I'm the executive director of A Girl and a Gun. I have a lot of different positions, but the one that's the most important to me is the position of mom. And I talked about in my fight with my daughter has cancer, and in our fight against her brain tumor, you know, you go to war, and it's the same kind of mindset that our community can really relate to. When somebody is or something is threatening someone you love, we are natural fighters. We don't want to sit idly by. We want to fight this. We want to protect. We want to defend. You know, that's very important to our community. And I talked about that in my speech. And I also talked about how, as a mom, I'm taking the word mom back from Moms Demand Action, that they've taken that word from me, and I want it back. And I've spoken, you know, to you lots of times about this, but how, as a community, we really need to get more involved in that conversation. And as mothers, we need to say, mom is dead. You're going to go and vote. You know, here are the important conversations we need to have about voting, and everybody get out there and make your voice heard and be parts of these really important conversations. So at GRPC, I talked about that. I also talked about engagement, about how to get people to the range and how, you know, when you're on the range, I use my mom voice. When I'm instructing, I use my mom voice. And everybody knows what that means because your mom probably had a mom voice she used. But the mom voice is also the voice of the encourager, the cheerleader, the welcoming person. It's the one who gets someone to the range in the first place. So whether you're a guy or a girl, a mother or father, all of us can use our mom voice just to be strict on the range for safety, but also welcoming and inviting and really nurturing people to come into our community and learn how to shoot. So that was really my message at GRPC, and I was grateful that it was well received.
It was very, very well received. I heard quite a lot of feedback, positive feedback from that speech. And we need to hear more like that from you and from many other voices. And one of the ways we're able to bring more voices to the table and to D.C. is through the D.C. Project. Can you give us an abbreviated version of what that whole program encompasses?
Yeah, so the D.C. Project is a brainchild of Diana Mueller, who's a three-gun competitor. And she reached out to A Girl and a Gun and asked us to get involved. And basically, Diana was visiting with one of her legislators in Washington, and she thought, what if I am not the only ones having these conversations? What if I could get one woman from every state to come and have the same conversation with their legislator? And so we started inviting women from around the country, and we now have 50 women, one from every state, and each summer we gather, each June, we gather at the Capitol and we meet with members of Congress, and it just puts a different face. You know, so often people think of the American gun owner as, you know, a guy wearing plaid. And we walk in and they are surprised that we're there for that particular issue. They think we're coming for a different issue. And when we say we're here to talk about the Second Amendment, we kind of like that surprise, but it also opens a lot of doors and conversations that I think, you know, women talking around the dinner table changes more hearts and minds than yelling around a boardroom table. So we have that to our advantage.
Absolutely. So if folks are looking to learn more about the DC Project, where can they go to find out?
They can find information on agirlandagun.org. They can also find information on Diana's site, pro3gunner.com. There's a link there to the DC Project and also information about a fundraiser match that's a team match, a really fun three-gun team match that you can participate in to raise money to help us ladies get to Washington.
And these trips are all funded by the participants, so anything we can do to help get more women from each state to go out there and to meet with their legislators, the better. So if you're able to support that cause, please do. I'm hoping to join this year and represent Maine, and join Robin and everybody else there as well. And again, if you're interested in learning about A Girl and a Gun, it is agirlandagun.org, all spelled out.
Just
how did you do, Bill?
When you get to D.C., just make sure that you go through the metal detector and remember that you're going to be going through metal detectors, okay?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So we'll be right back. Tatiana Whitlock, Robin Sandoval. This is Lock and Load.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They got some new stuff coming out. I know what it is. I can't tell you. You're just going to have to wait till, SHOT Show or something like that. But this is going to be a changing event, a world-changing event. Sort of like the Quetzalcoatl meteor that hit back in the 50, 60 million years ago. That kind of an event. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Tatiana Whitlock, and it's the weaponized woman, and her guest is Robin Sandoval. Have you ever heard of an ad campaign that rivals the Quetzalcoatl asteroid strike that ended all the dinosaurs before? Tatiana?
No.
Well, maybe this is why I am who I am. Please, ladies, please take it away.
Okay. How do I follow up with an asteroid strike? Baby.
Well, they named the tigers after you, the man killing
right?
tigers.
I got a tiger. I'm gonna have to Google this later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Here we go. There is nothing more that I love in the shooting community than education. Education in firearms is a passion of mine. It fuels and inspires everything that I do and participate with in the firearms community. And this year, I was honored to be asked to join the Girl and a Gun community as their National Director of Training, and have spent the past year being truly amazed and inspired and challenged by the community that exists across the USA. We've seen major trends come and go, but the one thing that seems to be snowballing in a really positive manner is the fact that not only are we seeing women participate at a retail level, and we keep continuing year after year to see those statistics increase and grow. We are the fastest growing demographic as it is captured from a retail investment standpoint, but we're starting to see those numbers reflect in the desire and voracious hunger to get more knowledge. So female participation in training courses, see them at the range, talking sessions, 2, lecture series, people who are interested in growing their personal knowledge base to make sure that they are just as safe on the range as they are in their own homes with firearms in the mix. This need for an everyday lifestyle of firearms ownership, which I think is a really beautiful thing, is largely driven by the moms of the household. And Robin and I have had a lot of conversations about this, and I could go on for days about this. So I'll let Robin take the helm and talk about some of the programs that we've seen become very successful as far as what our members are looking for in the educational community.
Well, there's so many things that are just really valuable for everyday life. So when you're on the range and you're in a training environment and you're really focused on that particular topic, that's kind of a different mindset than just every day going about your business. But the things that you need to be mindful is, first and foremost, situational awareness. We talk about that a lot with our ladies. Different programs that allow you to recognize, Heather Eckert has a program that allows you to recognize nonverbal cues, people who are approaching you, the way they're approaching you, the way they're talking to you. How to identify those anomalies out there in the world so that nobody catches you off guard. You know, as people are far away, you're able to anticipate their movements. As they get closer, you know, you need to kind of be on guard against what kind of actions they might have. So situational awareness is hugely valuable to women. Also, stop the bleed. That's always really valuable, too. Both of my kids, 12 and 8, have both been certified in Stop the Bleed programs. So I think it's hugely valuable, not just for adults, but for children, too. Any life that's taken needlessly, there's just no reason in our day and age that everyone shouldn't have this training. It's available. It's even Stop the Bleed. It's Stop the Bleed 101 class is even available free at many hospitals. And so it's just available for so many people. So there's really great training programs out there that are available to just live a safe lifestyle.
And that conversation is an interesting one because most women get a firearm for self-defense. And then that firearm leads them to want to take a women's self-defense class, which then they realize very quickly, well, maybe there is no such thing as specific women's self-defense. Maybe we just need to learn how to fight. And then that turns into its own pursuit. And then the other facet of that is the medical component. And at our national conference this past April in 2018, A Girl and a Gun initiated a national grassroots effort to get thousands of our members coast to coast certified through the Stop the Bleed program. And if you're not familiar with Stop the Bleed, it is a program developed by the National Board of Surgeons, and it teaches you how to identify a hemorrhaging wound, identify different types of wounds, and give you options to keep blood in the body, whether that be tourniquets, compression, or wound packing. And at our little range in Maine, we go buy a roast and we put some bullet holes in it, and then you teach you how to do that. It's really quite comical, and people laugh a lot, but it gives you an actual hands-on experience of what that would mean. And it's absolutely vital. And our members, it's incredible for me to have seen from 5 years ago at my first national conference to this year, the fact that I would say the vast majority of our participants are showing up to the range, not just with a firearm properly holstered and the right belt and the right gear, but that they also have a med kit on them, at a very minimum, a tourniquet. And that is a very powerful. I wish I could say that for all of the gentlemen who come to my classes. But most of the women who are in our organization value that. Now, Robin, you have been asked to participate in a number of faith-based groups who have brought you in to have just information sessions.
Yeah, recently, in the aftermath of the Pittsburgh shootings at the synagogue, that has really awoken a lot of members of the Jewish community. And I was invited to go and speak to an Orthodox community in Dallas. And that was such a great information session, just a place for these families to ask questions about the use of firearms, the safe storage of firearms, carrying in shul, which is in a place of worship for them, or carrying at home, or just different techniques. And it was so valuable. And one of the things I said, if you're not comfortable carrying, know who in your community is and get them training. We'll get them training. But have a med kit. So even if you yourself are not choosing that yet. Having that knowledge of tactical medicine is so important. So I encouraged all of them to get Stop the Bleed. So they were really interested in hearing these concepts and really, you know, unfortunately, sometimes when a community is shaken, it wakes people up. And I was really honored to be a resource for them and how to talk to their kids about the safe storage and use of firearms also.
Excuse me. And that's a perfect segue to one of the last things I want to talk about, and that's that I've seen over the course of this year more families, whole families, largely driven by the mom, who is the champion of getting the whole household into a class, into a safety class, at a very least, where there's no handling of firearms, but we're just having the conversation about gun safety. And then it's the mom who's saying, guess what we're doing next Saturday, guys? You're taking the intro to handgun class with mom. And that we see mothers and sons, and we see whole family units, parents with children coming as a family to learn about this, because we as mothers know that it takes a community to surround that experience, to reinforce the expectations and the family habits and the family standards around safe and responsible firearms ownership so that guns and children can peaceably and safely coexist. And I have largely seen many of our chapters all over the country pick up on that trend. And all we have to do is light a small little spark, and all of these chapters catch on and they do their own movement. These are chapters that we lead, but they are fueled by these incredible women who are the facilitators and chapter leaders. And what they've done to nurture whole family units and bringing whole families to the range is phenomenal. And I know, Robin, we've got examples of this from coast to coast, and the testimonials are really powerful.
We have run out of time, Robin. I hate to cut you off right there, but thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
yes, ma'am.
Bill.
All right, next time we'll do it. Third hour is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.